This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are scheduled to speak this hour. The White House warning Beijing that giving Russia any help in its war in Ukraine will mean trouble for China. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Biden's warning, if China provides military or economic assistance to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, it will trigger severe consequences. The White House says there will be questions for Xi about the rhetorical support he's been offering for Russia's Vladimir Putin and his unwillingness to denounce the crushing invasion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This morning, the Russians are targeting Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, and other cities as well. Missiles and shelling this morning. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters work to dampen fires in Podyn, a neighborhood just north of downtown Kyiv, after deadly shelling. Emergency services say at least one person has been killed and several injured. Russian forces are pressing their assault on Ukrainian cities, striking as well as the outskirts of the capital, the western city of Lviv, as world leaders push for a probe of the Kremlin's repeated attacks on civilian targets. Rescue workers are still searching for survivors in the ruins of a theater that was serving as a shelter in the besieged southern city of Mariupol.
Moderna's hoping the FDA gives approval for a fourth shot of its COVID vaccine as a booster dose for all adults. Its request follows that of Pfizer, but Pfizer is asking regulators to approve a booster dose of its vaccine just for seniors. Several wildfires have forced residents to run from small communities in West Texas this morning. The fires are burning near Eastland, about 120 miles west of Dallas. No reports of injuries. A nursing home is among the places that had to evacuate. This is AP News. President Biden's COVID coordinators are leaving in April.
President Joe Biden's White House COVID-19 team is getting a shakeup. The White House announced Thursday Biden's COVID-19 coordinator, Jeff Zients, and his deputy, Natalie Quillen, are leaving the administration next month. Stepping in to head the new White House COVID-19 team will be Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. The change comes as the White House moves to transition the nation from confronting COVID-19 to living with a less severe virus that is likely to remain endemic. To that end, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra told the AP Thursday,
"We have reached a pivot point. How well we pivot is on us."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
China appears to be exploring ways of slowly easing its zero-tolerance approach to living with COVID. A first step could be allowing more international flights. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.